Hey there, this is Will doing the morning update for June 11th, it's Tuesday. Before I get into performance and developments from yesterday, I want to plug our Catapult event that's taking place October 15th through the 17th. It's going to be in Nashville. Never been there. I've personally been there, but I don't think we've had an event there in a long time. So we're looking forward to it. If you want to hear what we think about the market, just interact with us, see our platform, all the tools that we offer, some of our modeling solutions, you name it, we're going to talk about it. So we'd love to see you there. Registration is open. All right, as far as movement yesterday goes, right here in the custom column, crude oil up nearly 3%, best performing area, but there's really no material change on that chart. Still range bound. S&P 500, along with the other equity areas, were positive on the day. A lot of that came after the open, kind of rally into the close. And then bond funds were down yesterday as rates ticked up again. So you had the ag and TLT both moving south, but pretty quietly so. We have seen some movement take place underneath the hood. This is bullish percent for the New York Stock Exchange to the average stock. How many are on point and figure buy signals? This reversed down into O's yesterday, meaning that now 51% of stocks are trading on point and figure buy signals within the New York Stock Exchange. I want to point out that this is in a series of lower tops, meaning less and less stocks have traded on a point and figure buy signal for most of this year. So this was December 2023, the high at 64%. And then in March of this year, we got to 62. Then in May of this year, we got to 58. You kind of see the story, less and less stocks trading on buy signals. And then meanwhile, you have the market moving to all-time highs. Of course, this is a different universe. The New York Stock Exchange is not the S&P 500. But for what it stands for, the conversation point today is that you have mega cap benchmarks dancing at all-time highs and the average participation for other bigger universes of stocks not doing the same. So that is a point of concern broadly. But I think to be blunt about it, you can just own the core of the market right now and it's hanging in there just fine. So that'll work until it doesn't. We've seen a fair amount of volatility in commodities recently, gold in particular. You can see these big columns of O's from yesterday, but we closed positive. So it's been swinging all over the place over the past few days. We've also seen copper be pretty volatile. It rallied. So I think this was all-time highs. Yeah, all-time highs at 516. Then quick series of sell signals. This happened when it was in backwardation. So the futures prices were lower than the spot price. So a pullback was expected. And to be honest, this pulls back right to the middle of the trading band. So it's not materially oversold. Copper's still in an uptrend. You typically want to see copper in an uptrend. That's typically a good sign for the economy and stock markets as a result. I think interest rate movements have been affecting copper and gold and contributing to some of that volatility. Markets trying to seek out what the Fed's going to do with interest rates, what longer term rates are going to do as the state of the economy continues to kind of unfold and people continue to chase their tail and play that game. This is the chart of the 10-year yield reversed back up into X's yesterday, still in a kind of a short term downtrend, longer term uptrend. So a bit of a messy interest rate story. Maybe we'll get some color later this week with some of the economic data and Fed decisions and commentary that we're going to get. Parting shot using our daily equity report yesterday. This is the Were You Aware talking about CrowdStrike, GoDaddy, and KKR getting added to the S&P 500 at the end of June. It's the quarterly reconstitution. Spoiler alert, typically stocks do best before they're added to the S&P 500. I think firms kind of front run that trade. And then once they get added into the S&P 500, historically they've actually underperformed the benchmark over the next 1 month, 6 months, and 12 months. All these stocks are technically strong right now. So I don't, read too much into it. But based on the averages, the best performance for the stocks typically are come before they get added to the S&P 500. I mentioned Catapult, and then yesterday Ian had a nice piece on increasing unemployment rates and the stock market. Mentioned some Fed rate cut probabilities and then some returns for the bit major benchmark. So check that out if you have some time today. I think it's relevant, especially given the data that we're supposed to get later this week. That is all I had on deck for today. Thanks for your time. I'm going to be on again tomorrow.